Clover Bottom. I've heard people talk about the state, Clover Bottom, this and that. And the state in the 70s shut down Clover Bottom and started pushing these people.
Why did they do that? I mean, I've tried to figure this out. Is it political correctness?
Money.
And they tried to look like it was humane.
It was saving, from what I understand, it was saving money for the state. And so they pushed these people back out to their communities, to their homes, for parents and stuff to kind of take care of. And over time, parents have had to deal with these problems within their home. But you get somebody that's seriously mentally ill, and they are beating up on their family, or we've had several people, I've dealt with them over the years, that, you know, they're 35 years old, but they got the mental capacity of a 15-year-old, and but they have the strength of, you know, of an ox, and they get in fights, they get drunk, they do things, but they don't have the mental capacity. So where do we stick them? It seems like they always come to the county jail. And so, you know, it wasn't until in the middle of the 2000s that we as jailers started really getting a lot of mental health training to start dealing with these inmates. You know, we just locked them up and, you know, we, you know, just dealt with them, but we didn't have any mental health training. And so now part of our standards is dealing with mental health issues. You know, so this is the biggest problem. I've always said that our jail is being used as a mental health facility, and we need more training.